This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Mary Dixon.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson's rejecting a recommendation that he fire Officer Robert Realmo. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability wants Realmo dismissed for the shooting deaths of Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones in 2015. Chicago aldermen will vote today on whether Sidney Roberts, the director of the Illinois Secretary of State Police Force, will head up COPA. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team has connected former Trump deputy campaign manager Rick Gates to a former Russian intelligence agent during the fall of 2016. CNN reports he worked for one of former campaign manager Paul Manafort's companies. It's revealed in a prosecutor's report on next week's sentencing of Dutch attorney Alex van der Zwaan. He pleaded guilty last month to lying to federal investigators about his interactions with Gates and this unnamed person. Gates has also copped a plea. The lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels is asking a federal court to order President Trump and his lawyer Michael Cohen to be deposed about the $130,000 payment made to Daniels days before the 2016 election. North Korean state TV confirms their leader, Kim Jong-un, has been meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Facebook officials deny it, but Cambridge Analytica whistleblower Christopher Wiley claims Facebook is listening to people through their smartphones. Wiley spoke to a group of British lawmakers yesterday. They're looking into Cambridge Analytica's influence over the 2016 Brexit vote. The opioid crisis is costing us. The American Action Forum reports opioid addiction kept nearly 1 million people from working between 1999 and 2015. That reduction in the workforce cost the U.S. economy more than $700 billion. It's 8:02 on XRT. Bulls lost to the Rockets as they limped toward the end of the season. It was 118-86 in Houston. Tomorrow, opening day for baseball. The Cubs play in Miami and the White Sox will be in Kansas City. Cloudy today with a high in the mid-50s, cooler by the lake. A chance of light rain tonight and lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, light rain likely and a high in the upper 40s. It's 41 at the lake, Midway, and O'Hare.
Thank you, Mary. This is 93XRT. How far would I go? You'll hear next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.